morning, and welcome to Contemplative Sunday at Liminal Church. As we start this morning, I'd like to begin with a prayer. As the light of the new day opens upon us, O God, we open ourselves to you. Bend your listening ear towards each of us this morning. As we turn our hearts and attention towards you, we begin this day with you, preparing ourselves for prayer, letting go of distraction, opening our hearts, taking a posture of prayer, making an offering of our lives, silently waiting and watching, attentive to your stirring in each of us and those around us. God, gather to yourself all who seek you today. Welcome those who feel estranged. Give peace to those who are troubled. Encircle those who are hurting. Companion those who are lonely. And enfold each of us in your loving arms. Amen. Well, I'd like to welcome all of you. And to those of you who are online, welcome as well. And at this time, if there's any youth or children who would like to go to your classes, feel free to do so. This morning's theme is about bruises, wounds, scars, cracks, things that have been mended that have yet to be mended. These are things we all have, either from relationships, from our ancestors, or from just living in a broken world. When something gets broken, a vase, a jar, or a heart, it can never be unbroken, but it can be mended. And this can become the place of holy ground. And God's invitation is to put ourselves willingly into the potter's hands and yield to his touch. Scripture tells us that God is near to the brokenhearted, but sometimes that's hard to recognize. God's question to Adam and Eve in the Garden of Eden was, "Where are you?" But when we're broken, sometimes we ask that of God, "God, where are you?" And this very question can bring you into the place of the one you struggle to see, to hear, to touch, to trust. So this morning, if you find yourself in a broken place, or if you're struggling with the brokenness of those around you, or even the brokenness of our world, I ask that you hold these things with open hands and allow our moments of silence and contemplation to bring you into God's presence to see what might rise to the surface and what may God have for you this morning. We're going to look at some Bible verses, some photographs, some pottery. We're going to learn about an artistic expression from the Japanese culture. And the hope is that you'll use these prompts to explore something deeper in you and come to a place of peace with the promise of a deeper healing. Before we begin, let's take just a few moments to breathe in God's presence. As is our custom on contemplative services, we'll also spend some time in silence together. And in these moments of silence, I invite you to place yourself within the scene painted by Jeremiah. This is the word that came to Jeremiah from the Lord. Go down to the potter's house, and there I will give you my message. So I went down to the potter's house, and I saw him working at his wheel. But the pot he was shaping from the clay was marred in his hands. So the potter formed it into another pot, shaping it as it seemed best to him. Then the word of the Lord came to me. He said, "Can I not do this with you as the potter does? Like clay in the hands of the potter, so are you in my hand." Imagine for a moment that you are the pot on the potter's wheel, and that the potter, noticing your broken places, begins to put his loving hands upon them. Many of them have names: mistrust, doubt, insecurity, anger, hurt, betrayal. Can you take the next few moments and put a name to the thing that comes to mind? Remember, this is a safe place, a place where God is present, and you may sense his invitation to look at these things together. But you're not alone. Each of us in this room is broken in some respect. And as a community, we're not alone either. For we have the promise that God is near the brokenhearted. God is here. God is with us this morning. Let's take a few moments of silence. In the Gospel of Luke, chapter 18, Jesus passes by a blind man. The blind man's life is shattered by his disability. Jesus asks him what seems to be a ridiculous question. What do you want me to do for you? Why would Jesus ask such a question with such an obvious answer? A seemingly stupid question. Maybe it was so the blind man had a chance to give voice to what he longed for, what he truly needed. Sometimes we struggle to put words to what we long for, what we sense we need to become whole again after being broken. Can you begin to form a prayer to put words to what you long for, what you would like Jesus to do for you? Perhaps what you start out with will not be what you end up with as your prayer begins to be transformed. And maybe you're able to show him your broken places, to expose your hurts and your wounds to him. Or maybe you simply lay your pain before him because it's too deep for words. God is near the brokenhearted. In our next moments of silence, consider the question, how would you respond to Jesus' question? What would you like me to do for you? Our culture teaches us that our wounds are something of which we should be ashamed. That culture would push us towards our false self, the self that hides or compensates for the wounds rather than allowing them to be fully healed. We can be such a hurry to move away from the pain and the brokenness. But God has another way. His invitation is to consider, what can our brokenness teach us? One of the Desert Fathers has said, hold your pain until it teaches all that you have for that it has for you. And this is not easy. It's not easy to hear, and it's not easy to do. But in the end, there is a deeper healing that is not possible by taking a quicker route. The beauty that emerges from woundedness is a beauty infused with feeling, a beauty different from the beauty of a landscape or a cold, perfect form. This is a beauty that has suffered its way through the ache of desolation until the words or music emerged to equal the hunger and the desperation of the heart. It must also be said that not all woundedness succeeds in finding its way to beauty through form. Most woundedness remains hidden, lost inside forgotten silence. Indeed, in every life there is some wound that continues to weep in secret, even after years of attempted healing. Where woundedness can be refined into beauty, a wonderful transfiguration can take place. God was there. God is near the brokenhearted. And God is here. In our next moments of silence, consider, are you able or willing to surrender your broken pieces? If you're not ready, that's okay. But take some time to consider what it is about your hurt or pain that makes you want to hold it. Let's spend a few more moments in silence. Thank you. Kintsugi, or golden joinery, is the ancient Japanese art of repairing pottery with gold and lacquer, and understanding that the piece is more valuable from having been broken. It is built on the idea that embracing your flaws and imperfections, you can create an even stronger, more beautiful piece of art. The broken piece of pottery or china is brought to the Kintsugi master, who lovingly studies it until he gets a sense of what patterns to highlight, what can be mended, and what needs to be replaced entirely. Then he begins his careful and painstaking work. The Kintsugi master extracts lacquer from a tree. This comes at a tremendous cost. Each tree yields only about a cup of lacquer, and as that lacquer is the tree's lifeblood, it will soon die after the lacquer is depleted. The lacquer is used to join the pieces together and to fill holes where the pieces are too fragmented to use. Once the lacquer is set, it is dusted with gold, which produces beautiful patterns on the scars caused by the brokenness. The piece of pottery is now worth far more than its value prior to having been broken, and is prized by the Japanese culture both because of its beauty and because the skill and artistry of the Kintsugi master is made evident to all who see it. In our next moment of silence, I want to imagine your scars filled with the lifeblood and then filled with gold. Sit with that image for a few moments and see what surfaces for you. this is for you. If you were waiting for a sign, this is it. You needed to break so you will understand that you are made of fragments and that you can be put back together. This process, this living, this gathering of the self which is scattered, this is what is at stake, and not the pieces sliding into place. You will never get back everything. This is the risk of living and loving. All beautiful things carry distinctions of imperfection. Your wounds and imperfections are your beauty. Like the broken pottery mended with gold, we are all kintsugi. The brokenness and mending are honest parts of a past that should not be hidden. Your wounds and the healing are a part of the story, your history, who you are. Every beautiful thing is damaged, but in that brokenness is beauty. And together, we are a mosaic masterpiece. As we come near the end of our contemplative service, we will take our brokenness and join together in communion, recognizing that out of our broken places, through Christ's broken body, we are indeed made beautiful, whole, and complete. Instead of the traditional words of institution, I'd like to read a prayer from Padraig O'Toole, who Andrew introduced us to last month. Receive these words as a prayer over communion. When I finish the prayer, take the cup, take the bread, and if you would indulge me, take a whole piece and break it. And remember the one whose body was broken made a way for us to be transformed, to be whole, and to enter his presence without stain or blemish. And as your eyes meet those around the table or in the rows, recognize the scars that they hold. Offer them yours. Notice how you have all been touched with gold. Let's pray. Dying Jesus, at the end of yourself, you turned and spoke words of togetherness into the places of the torn. May we always find words to hold, especially in times when the world harms, because sometimes words can heal. Your shared peace around the table of anxiety, peace with the bread, peace with the wine, peace in the face of the uncertain, peace in the place of pain. May we share tables of peace in places of pain, sharing the bread, the cup, friendship, and words, and life. Because you came to a fearful world and found your place around these tables. May we also welcome one another and find our place with you. Take the bread, break it. This is Christ's body, broken for each of you. Take the cup and notice as you pour the juice into your cup the lifeblood of Jesus that flows into your scars and wounds and offers peace and healing and will make you whole. Take the cup and drink it. I'd like to read a poem to you. It's called Shattered Beautiful. Once filled with the finest treasures, lies now empty, useless and broken, discarded, lost in a heap of a thousand other broken shards of all shapes and colors, of random thoughtlessness and disorganized chaos. Found, it is refined and placed in unexpected patterns of light and dark, in contrast of meaning, its colors and hues complementing those of its broken neighbors. A newness emerges from this broken puzzle, pieces without the foreknowledge of the picture being formed. Their only posture is surrender, as the shards are gently formed into what they were meant to be. And quite beautiful when one stops to notice. Our yielded wounds, shards, and scars form a window of color, light, and radiance, a beautiful mosaic reflecting the artist's glory. I realize that some of you may have encountered places that are still deeply painful. And as you go on with your day, I want to leave you with something tangible that will remind you that God will continue to refine, continue to touch, and to polish, and to make you beautiful and whole and new. And I have up here a plate of polished rocks. And I'd like you to come and take one. Don't spend a lot of time looking to see which one is perfect for you. Just take one and see what God has to say through it. And I hope I have enough if I don't take one for family, but I think I do. So now the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with you all, give you peace, make you whole, and make you truly, truly beautiful. Amen.